Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
When two medium-sized companies merge or one buys another in the same sector, they must notify the competition watchdog, the CCPC. Up to today, the deal value above which notification is needed stood at a combined turnover of 60 million euro. That sounds high, but it's not really, and it means that smaller deals are clogging up the system and devouring CCPC manpower. So from today, the minimum threshold rises to 100 million combined turnover, but will that free up staff to focus on other issues, or is that figure still a bit small? Alan Scarlett is the Director of Mergers with the CCPC and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joe.
So the EU definition of a medium-sized company is a business with a turnover of 50 million or less. So I can see where the new threshold mergers come from of 100 million. And that was the basis for the thinking, I presume.
Yeah, so the basis for the increase in the thresholds was that the number of mergers we're reviewing every year has been increasing. For example, inflation means that the company turnover is increasing year on year. And as a result, the number of mergers we're reviewing has been increasing up to 90 last year. And the types of companies whose mergers are being reviewed are getting sort of smaller and smaller, and the types of companies we weren't really intending to put a regulatory burden on.
Oh, right.
And so for that reason, we requested, and the Minister for Enterprise has increased the merger thresholds as of yesterday.
Will that be enough? In other words, should the number be even higher than 100 million, the threshold?
We don't think so. We want to be able to review enough mergers to be notified to us that we have a good sense that we have the chance to spot the ones that are likely to cause competition problems in the state. So we think with the new thresholds, we'll probably be seeing around 60 mandatory notified mergers per year, and we expect that the problematic ones are quite likely to be included within those, and we feel like we can quickly review the ones that aren't problematic.
And can you look at companies that whose combined merger value is below the new threshold, if you fancy it?
If we fancy it, yeah, we can. Since 2023, we've had what we call call-in powers, which means that if we think a merger is likely, may have an effect on competition in Ireland, then we can call it in, i.e. require the merger to be notified, even though it doesn't meet those thresholds. And this acts as a safety net. So those smaller mergers that might be problematic, we can still take a deeper look at if we want to.
And does this apply to Irish-owned potential merged companies, or could they be owned from companies all over the world?
It can be a company owned anywhere in the world, but it has to have turnover in Ireland. So those thresholds pertain to Irish turnover specifically. So it has to be over that 100 million in Ireland. But other than that, the companies can be owned anywhere.
So what about a situation whereby you're not happy, but let's say the regulator in Britain or the EU regulator is happy, or the American regulator is happy on a proposed merger?
Yeah, in theory that could happen. When we look at a merger, we look at the effects on competition in Ireland. That's the limit of our interest. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the Irish consumer. If we were to say we're unhappy with the merger and other authorities were to say they're happy with it, a few different things could happen. We could require remedies to be put into effect, so selling maybe a certain part of the business in order to make the merger okay in Ireland. Or we could prohibit the merger, in which case the companies would have a choice to put the merger into effect in the countries other than Ireland, or to abandon the deal.
And would that mean that they would basically withdraw from Ireland in that particular instance?
In that scenario, yes. I should point out that this has never happened, and it's not it's not a circumstance we would expect to happen. Mm-hmm. But in that scenario, yes, that could be what would happen.
Have you ever heard of a situation whereby companies might underreport their turnover just to get in under the threshold? Obviously, the threshold rises today to 100 million, but previously 60 million.
No, we haven't. It's not to say it couldn't happen, and we do scrutinise all turnovers of company of mergers that are notified to us, and we monitor mergers that we think are below the threshold. So we're comfortable that we're seeing accurate turnover figures.
And how many CCPC staff man or woman hours might be freed up as a result of this higher threshold?
I don't know if I could put a number on it, but it will be a significant number. It will allow us to focus our our time on those mergers that are more likely to be problematic. Those mergers that go to what we call phase two, so for that deeper review. And
wait, are you a little bit rushed at the moment?
We could always use more time. Mm. Yeah. There, as I said, there are a lot of mergers coming in at the moment that aren't causing problems. We don't see competition problems in, but we do have to spend a lot of time examining them. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So I presume there's a demarcation within the CCPC. In other words, you as director of mergers, you can't jump over to a consumer issue because you've got extra time.
No, that's not how it works. We're focused on mergers, and we will use the extra time to look at mergers, Joe.
Does the CCPC charge the merging entities to examine the merger?
Yes, there's an €8,000 notification fee, which goes to the exchequer to notify a merger.
Okay, and how long does it typically take for you guys to look at a merger? Assuming now in the higher thresholds you have a little bit more time to run the slide rule over them, how long would it typically take from notification to decision?
So previously, before the thresholds were changed, the quickest mergers, and we would still expect this to be the case, are somewhere between 3 to 6 weeks. We can get those reviewed and cleared. But the ones that we identify competition problems in can take longer. They can take up to a year.
Wow.
For us to do all of our review for the merging companies to make their case that the merger isn't problematic, for example, and to get it done. Those are rare. Those we'd be looking at less than a handful of cases that take that long per year. But those are the ones. That's how long it takes to do a really in-depth review.
And what happens if it's a very, very tech-heavy or jargon-heavy merger, potentially in AI or quantum computing and all that kind of stuff? Do you guys have the expertise to really, really kick the tires on this?
We learn a lot during the merger review process. We develop expertise in different sectors every single time we look at a merger. And we talk to a lot of people in the relevant industries to understand how those industries work. And where necessary, we get in expertise externally to assist us with the merger. But yeah, we can where mergers are in highly complex sectors, it does require a huge amount of expertise.
And how many have you blocked since lockdown?
Since lockdown, we've blocked two. Since the CCPC came into being, we've blocked two. Most recently, in 2024, when DAA tried to purchase the old Quick Park site, we blocked that one in 2024.
And that's led to Park 2 Travel to compete now with DAA.
It did, yeah.
Well, you'll have a lot more time now, I suspect, after these thresholds to examine these mergers. Thanks for coming in, Alan. That's Alan Scarlett, the Director of Mergers with the CCPC.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.